It's just funny.
Every morning.
It's consistently good.
I'll drink to that.
It's the Heidi and Frank Show.
Now. On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show, 818-955-2955 is the number to call and participate or to text the show. 562 area code. Did that. For the love of God, no more Yacht Rock. You don't worry about that. At 10 a.m. today, it's back to regularly KLOS, good old classic rock.
Hooray!
So no more Yacht Rock. It has been cleansed. Shouldn't happen for at least another year. All right. Somebody is tapping in on your question, Heidi, about your sister-in-law and her boyfriend.
I said friend.
Eeps. The guy that she's been dating for 2 years that they don't use any kind of contraception, and then she finds a used condom in the trash can at his home, and they don't live together.
Correct.
And her question to you was, what do you think of that? Because he said he used it on his own.
It helps
like a self
with
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and you said,
I've never heard of that in my life. That a guy's not worried about keeping things tidy. It's like that's what a napkin or a sock or a tissue or not to make you feel bad. But I was like, oh, I've never heard of that. I'll take it to the boys, but I don't.
So did she like approach you with this the story to say like I'm super concerned, or was she saying, yeah, I found a condom in his house. Thank God he just used it on himself. And then you were like, wait a second. Like, you planted the seeds of doubt?
No. She
came
was
to you
like
crying, mascara already stained on her cheeks.
Correct. Going, is that this does not sound like anything I've ever heard of. You know, she's been in long-term relationships before, and it's like, I've never, ever heard of a guy doing that.
When you flew in on Friday, was this the first thing that you were told? Because that's what they've been discussing all week long. Like, oh, you got there, and it's like, oh, Heidi, you're never going to believe this. Sit down. And you guys all sat around the kitchen table with a glass of wine, start talking about it.
Said, curious what your thoughts are on this. And I said, that doesn't sound like that. I'm sorry. Well, you asked my honest opinion. I don't think that sounds right. I don't think it's. That's why
was
I said I'm going to ask the boys.
Being the other side of the story and saying, I mean, you had three women talking. Was there anybody you know, it's possible. It could have been.
Oh, my wife was like, I don't know. I feel like if I was a guy, I would do that. And like, so if you were a guy and you were having alone time, you would waste money on a condom so that you don't make a mess?
Well, what if he had condoms for the previous 2 years and he's like, these things are, you know, I might as well just use them because I'm never going to use them again because I'm in this loving relationship with this woman that I've been raw dogging for the last 775 days.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Oh, so romantic. I love when I talk to you about romantic stuff.
Maybe he was like cleaning out the garage or cleaning out the closet and found like an old box of rubbers on top. He's like, look at these things. What are these? Look at this. I wonder if he'll remember how to put them on. And once he's putting it on, he's like, you know, whatever.
Okay, great. This is great.
If he was cheating, then why would he throw it in such an easy place to be discovered? And what's he doing rooting through his trash can in his bathroom?
It was right on top. It was right
on. He didn't even try to hide it?
It was just right on top. Right on top.
Then I'm with him. I think that, he just.
Great.
He randomly came across some rubbers and then used them.
I can put it on first.
Yeah. If he's all out of lube and that condom has lube.
He's all out of lube.
So
without it. I find this condom. It's pre-lube.
Yep.
I mean, sometimes you never know what's going to, you know, kind of give you that.
Right. I was thinking about you, babe, the entire time. I thought of these. We couldn't be together.
Okay. This is great news. I'll pass it along.
Had they ever used a condom?
Early days.
There you go. So he's being reminiscent about her.
Great.
Like, remember,
this is great.
And he probably bought that box. I don't know how many they even come in. How many come in a box?
Well, one at a time.
One at a time?
Frank, none of them come in a box.
Say he bought 36 condoms in a box.
Yeah.
And he only went through, you know, half of them.
Mm-hmm.
How many is that, Heidi?
Half of 36?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
18.
23?
So he goes through
13.
He goes through
13? 23. Yeah. No.
18.
It's 26. 18. I'll get there.
So he goes through 18 condoms, and that's when they started doing it. You know, just bare, you know, and so that's like when they made the commitment to each other, they weren't sleeping with anybody else, so they stopped wearing condoms, and so that's what he still had 18 left over and found him, and like, oh, remember this? Like, it's almost like good old days type of stuff.
Okay, so what you're saying is you have used a condom pleasuring yourself before, Frank. I need the answer on record.
I'm saying if I'm putting a condom on, someone's getting pleasured.
Wait a second, but you would put a condom on if you found a condom in your home today. You don't use them anymore either. So if you found one, you'd put it on and pleasure yourself?
If I put it on.
Would you put it on?
It depends on if it was like a novelty condom that had like a French tickler on the end of it, or if it's like going
to
be like...
In a court of law, you need to answer the question.
If it's a magnum, I'm like, let's see if I can still put some stretch marks on this thing.
I'm realizing this is a devolving conversation that is ridiculous.
No, because I haven't worn a condom for a long time.
I know.
Think this for like nostalgia reasons to go, okay, if I found a condom, you know, in a nightstand drawer, like clean out, it's way back in the back. I'm like, all right, let's just see it. I'm putting it on. I'm like, okay. Let's just see how much I can put in this reservoir. Yeah.
Huh. Okay, great.
Just for measurement reasons.
So you're saying you would, in fact, do that?
I would.
Okay, great. Jordan?
If you put a condom on and no one's around, you're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, historically speaking, I've done both sides of this. So
Have worn a condom while
pleasuring. I have
worn
a condom, yes.
Okay,
and
great.
Then I've also been caught by having condoms on top of the trash can.
After cheating.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't cheating. We were exclusive, so... I mean, she's the one who came over and we messed around, but sure, there was another girl the night before, and there was a couple of condoms in the trash can. And
oh, a couple
of condoms. My God.
I was young. Come on. The 20s were wild for me.
Okay, I got you.
I've been on both sides of the spectrum.
Okay,
but
great.
Even though, I mean, I've been in situations where it's like I've been with multiple women around the same time period, and I would still get rid of that. Evidence.
I was like, wrap it up in a wrapper.
It was
in my trash can under my desk. Like, I didn't expect anybody to go
under
like,
your desk
around there.
Even...
What?
Well, yeah, it was in my room. I didn't use the communal.
The desk is in
not
your bedroom.
The bathroom. Yeah. It wasn't a bathroom. No, trash can.
My bathroom desk where I do all my work.
Your gaming
so
desk.
My work chair.
It's my bed. I'm gaming.
Okay.
Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Robert. Oh, you're caller 10, Robert. You're the inspiration for this last pair of tickets to go to Chicago.
You mean I'm the inspiration. Yeah, boy.
You got Fireworks Spectacular and Chicago, September 12th at the Hollywood Bowl. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. You don't have to buy them because you just won them, Robert.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. It's going to be the perfect birthday present for my mom. Nice.
It will be. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Best son ever. Yes, wear a condom.
Stay
even if
home.
Just alone. Apparently.
I'm just saying, if you're on, it's not going to get wasted. Mm-hmm. So even like the first time you even attempt to put one on, where it's like, let me see how this thing works and roll it down. Okay, I got to do this. And then once it's on, it's like, okay, let's see if it works.
And I can see now that we're talking about it, that you... I think originally putting it on is weird. But let's say once you get it on, I get that where you go, it's like triggery. So it's like...
It's on. Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is like when I'm putting a condom on, I'm getting ready to do something fun. So
what happened? Did she call him up and say it's over?
No, 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 no.
Heidi's confirmed it.
No, 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 no.
You're a rambling man.
No, she just left it. No. Like, all right, I'm okay. Think about it, and you know, and now this will be amazing news to pass along. Wonderful.
Oh, she's going to take our side now?
Correct.
Such a great argument. She'll be like, you know, I guess so.
She just wanted to know if other guys did
that. You know him?
I said,
I don't even know this guy. Does he seem like the type that would do it by himself?
I've never, honest to God, Frank, I've never thought of it ever in a million years. I mean, I had to think about it after being told the story, and I'm like,
Tony Tony says he's done that for easy cleanup.
Okay. It just seems like, but I guess if you've already got the condoms, you wouldn't go buy them to do that. But if you have them, why not use them? I guess.
951B, just the initial B, says, no, you wouldn't. back to know if it's a man or a woman speaking up. It just says B. As a married man, when I was single, I would do it if I found one.
Okay.
And okay. in my belongings, that he would do it. Oh, like, look, oh, or something. Yes, yeah, so like, oh. yeah, it's like a to-go kit.
Right. I got okay. Great. I listen. I couldn't answer to it. I'm not with a guy. I'm not a guy. But then my wife goes, I don't know. I that seems like fine. I would do that maybe.
And 66 says nobody does that by themselves with a condom and thinks about their chick. But you're still doing
it. I was thinking about you the whole time. That's what you say. Yeah, yeah. But I knew you were kidding. Yeah, babe. I was thinking about you the whole time.
Zach says, not gang. He cheating. Oh, yeah. 909 has an interesting take on it. Maybe he uses some kind of toy. So the easy cleanup is so his sex doll that he keeps in the closet, his real doll, doesn't get all gross. And so, yeah, so he wears a condom with a sex doll or a sex sheep or whatever he's got.
Oh, you.
I mean, he is in Oregon. And he is considered a cowboy. Yeah.
Great point.
So, would she be happier if she found out that he had a real sheep?
No. I think
would she consider that cheating?
Yes.
Really?
I think yes, that would be disturbing. Yes.
Doesn't she have toys when he's not around?
You did say real sheep.
Well, yeah.
That's an animal.
He's a cowboy.
Like she doesn't have a real horse over there that she's like, yeah, real, yeah.
Not a real sheep. I mean, like a real doll, but it's a real sheep doll.
Oh, I got
not
you.
A real sheep. No,
well,
no.
Well, I was gross. Like, no, that's, I'm talking about, that's disturbing.
It looks just like a sheep, but it ain't a sheep. It's made of silicon.
I would think, well, obviously, there's
and things wool, that of I course, just, a lot of wool.
Yeah, that yeah. I just can't give you.
That's why you need the condom. That wool's tough to clean.
Yeah. Itchy
mess on it.
Yes, right. This is all making so much. I'm wet, so happy.
Oddly enough, though, it is a sheepskin condom. So
I knew I.
Oh, wow. It's like
I knew I could count on you guys. I knew I could count on you. Yeah.
Someone said Howard does that. Howard Stern uses a condom every time he pleasures himself. That's what someone has said. Like, listening to Howard, he's admitted to it. Yeah, it's common. We do this all the time. No biggie. A suicidal Randy. Remember suicidal Randy won the skateboard? Don't shake his hand next time you see him.
Seriously.
Or actually, you could.
Totally. Yeah, I guess maybe. Yeah, he's pretty. He's, yeah,
he's the only hand worth shaking.
It seems like, it seems expensive to me with the tough times. It seems like a lot. As much as you're going to pleasure yourself, let's say you're going to do it every day. That's a lot of money.
Yes, yeah, Frank, you've even talked about the guilt and awkwardness of cleaning up a fleshlight after alone time. The condom would remove the cleanup. So maybe, yeah, he's, you know, just some sex toy apparatus, not quite the full-on sex doll sheep that I went to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just this. The sheep's
okay,
vagina,
that does. I wasn't thinking of with a toy. Yes. Mm-hmm. You don't want her to find that in the dishwasher. I got you, and you wouldn't have to if you wore a condom.
Yeah, and then yeah, because afterwards, like, oh my god, look at this.
Yeah, like I got to go rinse this out
with the the shower nozzle
squirting
on the sink,
Dawn in it. And then shaking it up like you're cleaning like a protein bottle.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
You're just shaking rinsing it out.
Yeah, but you didn't do the top tight enough.
So Robert won the. Did you get Robert's information for the Chicago tickets? He won.
Yep, I'm just looking through it. He knows. I put him on hold.
Oh, okay.
God.
Just making sure I saw him still there. I just didn't know if you got it.
No problem. I got you.
Ooh. All right.
Problem solved. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is there a big age difference between your sister-in-law and this guy?
No, my friend, Frank, my friend.
How old does she
it's not
think,
my sister-in-law.
How old does she think he is?
What do you mean?
I'm just asking.
Well, they're 2 years apart.
Then how old is that?
50 and 48.
So he's 50.
Yeah.
And she's 48. Yeah. Would a 50-year-old guy do this?
Oh,
a 50-year-old guy wear condoms. Even if he was cheating.
Hmm.
I'm thinking if I'm 50 and I live in Oregon, I'm not wearing a condom. I mean, if I am cheating.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Why does the state have anything to do with it?
Just the hillbilly backwardsness of the whole damn thing.
It is not hillbilly backwards. I mean, maybe in Redmond, but not Bend.
Maybe in Redmond.
But, yeah. I mean, maybe Pineville. Like, yeah. Pineville for sure. Like, hey, but not. Yeah, but not.
That's just West Idaho.
What would she be more upset? Like, okay, if she found out that he was lying about his age and he's really 60, but he just looks good and he's been lying this whole time?
See, it's just the lying is the problem.
Is that a deal breaker?
She wouldn't care that he was 60, I don't think, but she wouldn't. The lying about it would be the problem. Because then it's like, because then your
but
brain
when they
goes
met,
to.
She's like, okay, you're 50 and I'm 48 and we're both single. Great. And it's like, no, he's like 60 now.
I know. I know. I think it's just because then your brain can't let it go because then you think, well, what else have you lied about?
That's
even
it,
if that
though.
Was the
it's
only
like,
thing.
Okay,
I know if
I'm,
that was
I'm
the
only
60, thing.
I'm 60, but I just didn't know if you'd date a 60-year-old. I'm 12 years older than you. I thought 2 years older, you'd be fine with that. Like instead of like being, you know, dating an old guy.
I don't know. That I think the lying would be the deal breaker, but definitely not the age. I don't think she would care about that. I don't think.
Did you ever find out someone was lying to you about their age? 818-955-2955. You're dating. Well, it could go either way. They're way younger than you thought they were.
Oops.
Or they're way older than you thought they were. 818-955-2955. And then how'd the relationship go after that? Was it a deal breaker? Was it over instantly? Or is it just like, okay, that's... But obviously people meeting online all the time. People are lying about everything. They lie about their age just to get into a certain search algorithm. So, okay, I know I'm looking for... The demographic of this.
Because you have to put in.
So you got
to
put yourself younger. And it's like, oh, then, okay, we've been dating for a little while. I'm really 65.
65.
Oh, that's so much worse.
You're but a retiree.
He looks 50.
You're in your 40s. I'm in my 40s and you're a retiree. It
changes. You're going to dump me. All right. Have you been lied to about someone's age? 818-955-2955. Are you lying right now about yours? And now you just have to live this lie out for the rest of your days until you die. And they got to look at your death certificate and they got to put something on the tombstone.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Something like that. How old was he?
He looked good, though. He looked good.
he looked good, though.
But I'm right. So pissed.
Let's go look at traffic and take your calls when we come back. Roddy and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.